start in 5 seconds from now.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman, listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle and special guest judge Jim McDermott. We are starting round one right now. Songs about midnight. About burning. Songs about burning. Midnight was last week. The 80s have won 2 weeks in a row. Let's see if any of the other teams can take this week. The 60s, 70s, the 80s, and 90s. Here's Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you.
Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl and Jim McDermott. That is Elvis Presley with Burning Love. We had the Jimi Hendrix Experience starting off round one with Burning of the Midnight Lamp. Here comes the 80s Decadence team. It's Survivor, Burning Heart. Go to WMFO.org, DJ Chat, and vote for your favorite song about burning. Round one, Burning.
To be on my way, I had to stay in the underground. just burn down. I was in the house when the house burned down. I met the man with the thorny crown. I helped him carry his cross through town. I was in the house when the house.
Warren Zevon, it's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Should have some fun background music here. Here we go.
Chihuahua.
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 I did songs about a dog last week. You missed that one, Jim, but this is. I thought this was kind of fun. Throw a little, they just say Chihuahua over and over again. This is from Ultra Lounge, and it's pretty fun.
Chihuahua.
What mic are you at there for, right? Let me get you on here. One second. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Friday Night Fights, and my friend Jim McDermott is here. I'm just setting up his microphone for him. Isn't that nice? There you go, Jim. See if you can get it.
We're live now?
There you go.
Oh, outstanding.
There we go. Here we are. I'm sitting here for 20 minutes. I'm like, I should probably put his mic on.
Yeah, I probably don't have anything too important to say. The least professional show ever in Boston.
However, it's got quite a few listeners. We got some people listening there, and is the Friday Night Fights. I started this. This is the third show. I started this about a month ago, but I went on vacation, and then I did it last week. And trying to get people to vote for their favorite song. So I set up teams. We have Sergeant Hendrix is the 1960s. The Stoners are the 1970s. Decadence is the 1980s. And... Nevermind, or the Neverminds. What do you think it should be? Should there be an article in front of Nevermind, or just be the Neverminds? Nevermind was the Nirvana album.
Yeah, that was the Nirvana one.
Yeah, so it should be the Neverminds.
I don't think there was an article there. I think it was just Nevermind, right?
Yeah, I don't want to name it after the album, because, of course, it's going to be a group of 90s songs.
Yeah.
So the Neverminds, I've been calling them, or Neverminds. I think I'll just call them...
Is that the one with the naked kid?
Neverminds. Yeah, the one with the kid with the big schlong on the front of the pool.
Yeah, floating around.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good kid.
He sued them.
Yeah, he's not a good kid. He's a punk.
Stupid kid.
Let me ask you, what's up with Courtney Love not producing a new album after he died? You think he wrote all those songs for her?
I think that his friends did, too, because they felt bad for him, maybe.
I think so,
and they're
too.
Like, here's your kind of...
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking a little off air about Lauryn Hill, like, in this... That Lauryn Hill considered the best album of all time. It's like, no, Sgt. Pepper's out there, Sticky Fingers, there's all kinds of great albums. Exile, Main Street. Like, come on. We're going to, before we get into round two there, we're going to go over round one there. So it was songs about burning, so we have a little theme, and then I decided to do the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm going to continue that going forward. So I'm going to do a round of four songs, and then everybody can pick their favorite of the four songs. So... After round one, when we go over the ones that went through there, Jim.
Yeah.
We had Jimi Hendrix with Burning of the Midnight Lamp. We had Elvis Presley with Burning Love. We had Survivor with Burning Heart, and we had Warren Zevon with I Was in the House When the House Burned Down. What is your favorite song about burning this week?
Well, that's kind of a tough lineup there. And I really like the last one, the Warren Zevon, and that's like the least acclaimed.
The least known, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the pack of them. But I think it's the most, it's very different.
Yep, yep.
You don't hear that kind of thing ever. I mean, the Elvis song is a classic.
Always great. Yep. Yeah. I haven't even thought of this one yet. I when I'm building this, I'm trying to get four strong songs that are battling and duking it out. And I'm like, all right, I haven't even thought about this yet. But as we're going over this, I think I have I wouldn't say it's a clear winner. It's all based on your day and your state of mind, too, I think.
Of course. Subjective.
I'd say definitely the most successful one was probably Burning Love or Burning Heart, even, because that was a big song. I mean, with a big movie.
Yeah, I love the Rocky stuff. And then and you opened with the Rocky theme to the show, too.
Yeah.
So that kind of ties in with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But and those were the Rocky III. The opening was Rocky III, right?
The opening was Rocky II. Yeah, Going the Distance.
And, oh, I thought there was. I thought I heard what's his name in there though. Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T.
That's three.
That's number three. I threw quotes in from a few of the Rockies.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Rocky Balboa is in there too when he was talking about getting up.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's great.
I don't think I've seen anything since five. Like five kind of soured
Five's
me.
Bad.
But if like one through
you
four
should
is
watch
on,
Rocky Balboa. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's very good. But there's great speech in there, and it's really good. But I gotta have to say, Jimi Hendrix, Burning the Midnight Lamp. I was reading a couple reviews on it, and people were saying that's kind of sloppy. You know,
sloppy,
it is. It's psychedelic, but it's a little sloppy. Like he always wished it would have been re-recorded.
Okay.
You know, but Jimi Hendrix is like, yeah, it is what it is. We threw it together pretty quick, and he's like, but it's a pretty cool tune.
He didn't make it past 27.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he didn't make past 27. So I don't know. What do you think? What are you going for?
I'm leaning towards Warren Zevon, but then I start thinking about the Rocky movie, and that ties into it. And I think,
it's all right.
If I can change, and you can change.
True.
We all could change.
We all can change. I'm going to tell you, we got one for Survivor already. I got one on DJ Chad here, WMFO.org. If you would like to vote, go to WMFO.org, and you can vote for your favorite for round one. We will get right into round two. So we got one for the 80s, and you're in between, Warren Zevon and the 80s?
Yeah, I think so.
You're going. What are you going to go with?
I think I'm going to go with Survivor.
Going to go with Survivor, too?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure what I'm going to go for yet. I'm not sure what we're going to go for yet. I'm going to... I would normally say Elvis because I just love Burning Heart. However, listening to Zevon again kind of is playful and it's fun. And
clever.
And it's clever. But I'm gonna hold off right now. See if we get any more votes here. It's DJ WMFO. You just go up there to the right of WMFO.org and you can listen live to the show there. And let's move on to round two. And then we will announce the winner of round one probably in 10 minutes or so. So that's what we're going to do here. We'll get through as many rounds as possible. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts on the Friday Night Fights with myself and Jim McDermott. The next one is the celebrity round. So it's going to be the celebrity round. I have a song from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s done by a celebrity or two celebrities. And we're going to start with Mr. Spock himself singing, If I Had a Hammer, it's Leonard Nimoy.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening. All over this land, I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning and sing it in the evening all over this land. And I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot?
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner, and your soulmate.
What do you say? What are you talking about?
You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. You think the song is about you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I think you're going crazy.
You had me several years ago when I was still quite naive. But you said that we made such a pretty pair and that you would never leave.
Who are those people?
Saratoga, and your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Saratoga,
well,
rhymes with
where
Nova Scotia.
You should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife.
Some
of
underworld
the
spy
wife.
What
of
are you
the
talking
friend.
About?
You're so vain.
They're those girls.
The song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
You probably think the song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
What was that innuendo about my fooling around with the wife of a close friend?
Well, you are conceited and girl crazy, aren't you?
I think you're going crackers all the
way. Well, I'd rather go crackers. You think you're a jet set nit or something.
Just because I buy an apricot scarf, suddenly I'm
heard of
an apricot underworld
scarf.
People
it goes with your eyes. The only thing that goes with your eyes is a black eye.
That's you're paranoid. That's your problem. You're paranoid.
You have delusions of grandeur. That's your
That's The Odd Couple. We started with Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock himself. Next is the Blues Brothers for Team Decadence, the 1980s, with a song that was not released in the movie. It's called Sink the Bismarck. Celebrity Round.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the seas. On the decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And sink the Bismarck, the peril of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
Hey, find the German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hey, hit the decks a run, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck on that fatal day. The Bismarck started firing 50 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down.
For six long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail. Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
Hey, find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hey, hit the decks to running, boys, and spin those guns around.
And when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down.
The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the Seventh Sea.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the decks, the running boys, and spun those guns around.
We found the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down. We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the decks to run, and we spun those guns around.
We bombed the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down.
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
He will rock you. He will roll you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Love me today. Love me tomorrow. All day, all night, you feel my heat. Feel, 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 feel my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel, 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 feel my heat.
Feel my heat. Yeah, it's definitely cool. I think we're ready to lay it down. Let's lay it down. Nick?
You want to lay it down?
Are we rolling on the rehearsal?
Still rolling. Do it one more time. Ready?
All right, end of round two, Friday Night Fights. That's what a lot of cocaine and money will do for you. You can get yourself a record producer and just cut whatever you want and make a song like Chest Rockwell and Dirk Diggler did. That was from Boogie Nights. That's Feel My Heat. It's kind of a demo song. Before that, we had the Blues Brothers. That was an unreleased song called Sink the Bismarck. That would have been in the country bar scene. And I found that number years ago, and I'm always happy to play that one every so often on Time Travel and here on WMFO. You're So Vain was a cover from The Odd Couple. I had never heard that song until just a couple of months ago, and I'm like, what a great find. I thought it was pretty funny. It makes fun of the song. It's very much in the style of what the show was about. And Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock himself, starting it off with the patriotic If I Had a Hammer, the Hammer song, also another cover there on the celebrity round here on Friday Night Fights. What'd you think, Jim? Anything stick out right away?
Because they sang everything pretty much so poorly, I had a hard time getting the song wrapped around my brain, you know?
For the Odd Couple one?
Or the last one, especially.
Oh, Feel My Heat. Yeah,
yeah. Like, I can't even picture what the real song sounds like.
Not a strong showing from Team Nevermind.
No. I like the Odd Couple one. And Leonard Nimoy was pretty good as far as keep. I got the song at least.
Yeah,
it sounded
I'll be playing that on the July 4th show once again.
Yeah.
I played that a few times on the July 4th show.
And what was the third entry there?
Sink to Bismarck, the Blues Brothers.
The
unreleased Blues Brothers take. And
they're good. I mean, they've released their own albums. They're actually a band.
They're good musicians, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So usually celebrity, I was thinking like Golden Throat Round, but they, I guess they got some power there.
Marky Mark had an album or two.
Yeah.
But not Dirk Diggler, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the Odd Couple one best.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward the Odd Couple one as well. I listened to it a number of times since I found that one.
Yeah.
And I laughed pretty hard like the first time I heard it, and then listening to it again and again, it's just I love how they're both very much in character.
Yeah.
And I guess there's an entire Odd Couple album. I haven't heard any more of it on there, but
so that was
pretty
Jack
fun.
Jack Klugman and David.
Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
I don't know David Niven for some reason. I don't know why.
And the original. There was also the Odd Couple movie with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, which is fantastic movie.
Yeah.
It was funny because that movie was rated.
It was
rated G. It was Neil Simon.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, general audience is like, you don't see that anymore. You don't see like a rated G, like much adult.
I don't think
movie.
I've been to like a real like Broadway play show kind of thing.
No.
I feel like they're up there yelling at you.
Yeah.
The whole time. They're not really projecting.
It's true. I think there's a certain time for that.
To see somebody yell at me.
Right. I know. It's not even 50 anymore. It's like 500.
Oh, no. I'm definitely not doing that.
Yeah. I'd like to see the Sink the Bismarck movie. It's on there. And like you said, you mentioned you saw like on Ed Sullivan, you said, did Sink the Bismarck?
Oh, the original 50s version. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That was like early rock and roll. Like it was a history teacher that actually sang it, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Let's see if we have any more votes right away on that. We are giving round one to Survivor. So the 80s won round one. We will wait a moment here so other people are chatting in here for round two. We got a couple for Nimoy. We got a couple for the Odd Couple here. And Jim and I both said the Odd Couple as well. It's all based on how you're feeling here on the Friday Night Fights. Which team did best? Which one came with a powerhouse song that hits you right where it hurts on Friday night here? Let's move on to round three. It's going to be songs with Away in the title somewhere. Songs with Away in the title. Round three here on the Friday Night Fights. My name is Chris Earle. Jim McDermott is here with me as the guest judge. We will be here with you until 8 p.m. And you can go on to WMFO.org and join the chat with us and put in your vote for round two or round three here on the Friday Night Fights. We will get through as many rounds as we can until 8 p.m. Thank you for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO here in Medford. She ran away.
run, 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 run away. I'll run, 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 run. Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much. We'll be right back.
Friday Night Fights. We are in the middle of round three. Songs about being away, or away in the title, is Slade. Decadence, Team Decadence, Slade.
Yeah!
All right, at the bottom of round three, that was Damn Yankees with Runaway, songs about away, or away in the title, at least. Damn Yankees were a band with a member of Styx, and we had Ted Nugent in there and a couple other guys. A guy from Asia was in there, too, Jack Blades.
They're just on tour around here again.
Damn Yankees are?
Really? Asia.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're doing the, what was their one big album?
Asia.
Is that what it was?
Asia, Asia.
What was
there
this?
Was Astra, and there was Alpha.
Okay.
And
was their big song?
Heat of the Moment?
Heat of the Moment tour, that's what
and,
it is.
And Only Time Will Tell.
No, it's the Heat of the Moment tour. Yeah, is
those
touring.
Two I love. I can listen to both of those songs over and over again.
Well, good, because those are the two and, they're going to have to play yeah. like 16
and then
times.
The Smile Has Left Your Eyes, remember that one? That's a deeper cut. That's from the second Asia album. I liked these super groups from the 80s that came up. Of course, the most important one was probably the Traveling Wilburys, but
yep.
you
Dingleberries.
Saw like the Gypsy Kings. No, was it the Gypsy Kings? Were they a... I'm having one of those mind cramps that happen in your 50s. No, not the Gypsy Kings. That's an actual band. But there was... The Gypsy Moths were a band. No, it was... that was an invasion in the 80s. There was the... I'm thinking of the Mark Knopfler one. What were they called? Notting Hillbillies. Remember them? They were.
No,
they
I
were,
don't remember
he
that
had
at
like
all.
Some, well, right. And he thought it was like a super group, but everybody just knew him, you know?
Right.
Like, at least with the Wilburys, you had a Beatle, you had Tom Petty, you had Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah, that was an amazing
lineup. Yeah, amazing lineup. And at least you got a Styx guy and Crazy Ted Nugent and a guy from Asia with this one. And then a guy named Michael Cartalone.
Abba.
He was from Leonard Skinner. The guy from Leonard Skinner was in Damn Yankees, too.
He wasn't yet, though. He joined after.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's a replacement.
Oh. All right. Oh, he was the founding member of Damn Yankees.
Yeah.
Michael Cartalone. And then he joined Leonard Skinner after. That's an interesting move. Good for him. So Damn Yankees were in there. We had Slade, of course, from the 80s. And the 70s, we had Over... It's one of those Zeppelin songs that's like, I love this song, it's great, but I always forget the title. All the Zeppelin songs are like that to me.
Yeah.
It's Over the Hills and Far Away.
Well, you're not quite sure how to say it.
Yeah. It's like, it's Over the Hills and Far Away, but it might as well just be called, like, Many Times I Loved. That's all it should be called, right? They came up with, like, pretty crazy title names, I think.
Yeah, Jamaica.
Like Cashmere. It's like, they never say Cashmere in that song, right?
No.
And you just know what it is. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. That's a great tune, too. And then, of course, the opener, which goes way back, like 13, 14 minutes now, is Del Shannon with Runaway. Fantastic song.
That's a great song.
Timeless song. And we got a couple of votes for Slade already. I love Zeppelin, and I was saying to Jim offline here as we were chatting away here while we were listening to the songs, I don't listen to Zeppelin as much anymore. Most people are kind of Zeppelined out, but they're still great, and it's such a great, great song. Runaway, great, great tune. Probably, I'd like to hear what you have to say, Jim, but I'll just say this right away. I'm leaning away from the Damn Yankees on this one.
I think that's the weakest. They're just not even part of the conversation, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. The Neverminds don't have a good run with this so far.
No, it's not their, not their day.
Yeah.
But that's okay. They
it's
can come
right.
back strong next week.
They might. Yep.
You never know.
Yeah.
I really like the Del Shannon song.
Yeah. Runaway?
Yeah, a terrific song.
Yeah, it's one of those, listen to it over and over again. And it's been playing since 1961. And it's like, that song is 63 years old, and it's still good.
Yeah.
It's still fresh. It's fun. Like, if that comes on, and I never turn it off. It's like The Godfather. I listen to it. You know?
Like, Joan Jett or somebody cover that?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure it's been covered by plenty of people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know a whole bunch of Del Shannon, but that was his big hit. He lived till 1990. As soon as the Damn Yankees came, he died
he
that
left.
Day. Yeah, 1990.
You know,
he died at the age of 55.
God opens a door or he closes a window. I don't know, some stupid expression.
Geez, Del Shannon died a year before Zevon. Zevon was only 56, but Del Shannon was 55 when he died. But more reason to give him a vote.
Right.
Yeah, he was good.
In memory of Del?
In memory of Del. I'm going to have to go... That Slade song's fantastic, too.
Yeah.
Had
a tough time between
those
two.
And we're going to give 10 minutes in between, and we will announce the winner of round three. Round two, the winner was the 70s, the Odd Couple one, which was great. It's good town. So yeah, we got to vote all over the place on this one for round three. So we will wait about 10 minutes and then we will give you the answer for round three. But my opinion is the 90s one is the weakest. I love that Slade song. And the Slade video is fantastic. Jim and I were watching that here. And the guy is dressed up as a Highlander. He's throwing around telephone poles. He's swinging his telephone pole. He's in a kilt. You got to check it out.
He's like shaking it at the camera. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the guy gets in your face, like the lead singer's in your face, and then there's like a "We Don't Need No Education" Pink Floyd chorus in the background, like
yeah,
yelling
exactly
at you. Like watch that video high, and you will have a fantastic time. I think tonight.
Yeah.